Prior to the vote, board members watched a presentation by Marine Economic Development consultant John Martin. Martin told the board the extra 2 feet would allow Jaxport to remain competitive in the coming decades in landing shipping business from Asia. He says without it, thousands of jobs and millions of dollars in revenue would likely go elsewhere. Jaxport board chairman Jim Satrano says the cost benefit of dredging to 47 feet instead of 45 is significant.
If you want to compete on the world stage for the Asian trade, which seems to be where we're going at this point, then I think it's mandatory and worth the risk. And then you take a look at the return, particularly if you take it out to 2035 in any measure, then I think it's a valid business decision.
Army Corps of Engineers officials say the 45-foot recommendation is not finalized and they will take Jaxport's concerns into account. But if the Corps stays at the 45-foot level, it's unlikely the federal government would help pay for the extra 2 feet. Currently, the channel is 40 feet. So Toronto says the port will also look at state, local, and possibly private sources to help pave the additional dredging. Kevin Murchard, WJCT News.